Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Low.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Low. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
What is going on, everybody? It's your girl again, Take Action Lo, and welcome to another episode of the Take Action with Lo show. I have a very special guest, but of course, all my guests are special, Mr. Jonathan Silk. But before I do a formal introduction, Jonathan and I met, I guess it's been about a year ago. He off air, he kind of corrected me because my time sometimes is off, but I believe back in, was it, you said August of 2018. Is that correct, Jonathan?
Yep, August 2018.
And we met, Jonathan is a veteran, and I'll let him talk a little bit more about that, but we definitely have that in common. We're both veterans, and had an opportunity to connect with him and be a part of an event, a panel, through WeWork back in August, and it was wonderful. I had a great time, great experience, met some fantastic people. But Jonathan is the founder of Bridge 3. Jonathan is an experienced organizational leader and organizational leadership coach and a member of the Forbes Coaches Council with a proven record of leading and developing organizations to perform at higher levels and improve their overall effectiveness. I'm going to stop there because it's so much more to share about Jonathan. But Jonathan, thank you so much again for taking the time and welcome.
Thank you, Lo. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really looking forward to this.
Awesome. Well, I wanted you to share a little bit about yourself and also how Bridge 3 came about.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for asking that. I'm an Army veteran. Go Army. It's Army Navy.
Go week, Army. So yes.
I'm an Army veteran, and I served. Did a career in the Army and served. I was both enlisted and as an officer. And on the enlisted side, I was an infantry soldier, then went to officer candidate school. As an officer, I was an armor officer, and I'll just get to what Bridge 3 is about. So during my time in the military, I was very fortunate to have been developed by some great leaders. I also experienced not so great leaders, but I really learned from these leaders, and they took a generational approach to leadership development, developing me to lead, be more effective leader myself, but also knowing that I would go on to lead others. And really, through me, future generations of leaders would feel their influence. This concept of generational leadership is really powerful to me. But that came to play on Bridge 3. And Bridge 3 is a real place in southern Iraq in the town of Al-Kut. And I was a cavalry scout platoon leader with 2nd Cavalry Regiment. I was in a killer troop, 3rd Squadron, 2nd Cavalry Regiment. And we were part of a larger operation in Al-Kut in April of 04. The context at that time was in the Western Iraq, the Marines were operating in Fallujah. And in Southern Iraq, there was a lot of things going on. So we moved from Baghdad down there. But part of a large operation, my platoon was given the mission to seize Bridge 3. And there was, there's 3 big bridges that had to be taken. Our overall unit had to seize those 3. So in the operation, the first 2 bridges, were secured with no enemy resistance. And that's key because our information had told us that there would be no enemy resistance on any of the bridges. And kind of conditions at the time were, it was about right after midnight, about 12:30 in the morning. So we were moving along, and then as we came up on Bridge 3, You know, we had our night vision goggles on. If you've never had night vision goggles on, excuse me, it's kind of illuminates the landscape at night. It's kind of this green haze. So we're moving along, and then there's a unit in front of me clearing the way up to Bridge 3, and they encountered an enemy force. So they cleared that out, and then so at that point in time, we knew there was an enemy on Bridge 3 in that area. So we sent had an Apache gunship come on station, and kind of asked him to go across the river. He looked around, see if there's any enemy over there, which I had a feeling there was. He came back and said he couldn't see anything. He had all the sensors, different sensors that could detect movement in the woods and stuff. So with that said, we got ready to move across the bridge. Moving across the bridge, in our formation, we came across the far side of the bridge. There was an abandoned Iraqi police station on that side. Supposedly abandoned. It wasn't abandoned. It actually had an enemy force, probably about 20 to 30 insurgents in there.
Wow.
Also, this is where it kind of gets a little crazy. So we had our night vision goggles on. There was spotlights around the Iraqi police station. They had turned the spotlights on the bridge because the enemy, they didn't have the technology to match ours, but they knew how to counter it. So as we came over, they engaged us. They engaged us right away, and then they flipped on the lights. So kind of remember this as like, you know, if there'd been an electronic light show or something, it's the amount of fire we started taking as we came in the traffic circle, then the lights were flipped on. So we're instantly, that's equivalent if you've ever had a flashlight shine in your face, it blinds you. So in those few, in that short amount of time, they gained an advantage on us. So in that fight, it got pretty crazy. My driver crashed.
Wow.
From there on, we started to, I dismounted a truck, to get into the fight.
Mm-hmm.
I got hit by enemy shrapnel. Mm. So during this first fight, this is probably within the first 5 minutes of the fight. I recovered from that hit, and then, knew I had to get my platoon in a fight. As part of a larger operation, our job was to secure this bridge. But I remember looking across the traffic circle and seeing my other two trucks that were over there were smoking. I didn't see any sign of life. Mm-hmm. My crew was still good to go. So we started engaging in positions, and I moved over to find out what happened to the other crews. Came across them though. They're all behind a wall. thank God for that.
Yes.
My platoon sergeant was there already. So they're all behind the wall taking cover. At that point, I realized that 9 of my soldiers had been wounded in that initial engagement. But my medic was already working on them. However, I still had about half my platoon that was good to go. So at that point in time, we got things going. One of my soldiers brilliantly basically said, "Hey, sir, hey, we're going to shoot out the lights." Because at that point in time, the lights were still on. We didn't have our advantage. No, we couldn't use our night vision goggles. That was one of those things. So he shot out the lights. And then at that point in time, we got our advantage back. We were able to use our nods again, and we started maneuvering on enemy positions. Ultimately, we're able to clear out and seize the bridge. Wow. We had some help from the Air Force come in with a Spectre gunship. Anyway, we were able to succeed. And that is that's the shorter version of the story of Bridge 3. Now, I went on to, as I said, I was wounded. I recovered from being wounded, went on to finish out my career in the Army. I both, went on to command unit in Korea, tank company in Korea, and then I had another company command at Fort Polk, Louisiana. So, then I went on to be, I was a faculty member at the United States Military at West Point. So kind of there, I started thinking about, I knew I would transition soon, and I was really fortunate. I had this great operational leadership experience, plus at West Point, teaching was the academic side. So after I transitioned, I worked in the healthcare space for about 2 years. And the ideas, I started forming ideas around Bridge 3. Reflecting on the Bridge 3 experience, you know, and how what I could bring, how what I could bring from leadership in extreme situations like combat. How can we bring that to organizations and enhance their leadership ability? You know, how do we make leaders more effective? Which, you know, leadership itself is relationship based. And that's really one of the things I took away from my military experience. Leadership is relationship-based, and there's emotional context there.
Yes.
Cohesion. Higher cohesive teams generally perform better than non-cohesive teams. They're more productive and engaged. And there was just a concept of my platoon and his other units and, you know, other leaders in the Army did this, and this is what I learned, is that if you develop soldiers, humans, to be their best, then scale that into a team and then scale across an organization under challenging circumstances, they're going to perform. They're going to perform at their best. And that's kind of the concept of Bridge 3. What we really focus on is improving the organizational and team dynamics in the organization, focusing on the emotional component and bonding teams together so they're more productive, more engaged, and they learn faster, which, it helps them innovate and, be more competitive, and that ties down to financial results for an organization.
That is fantastic and such a powerful story. I don't think I have heard all of that, you know, that you shared, even, you know, with us meeting and talking. That's my first time hearing all of that. So I see how from that experience you were destined to bridge right into creating Bridge 3. And I'm on your site here, and your motto is lead, inspire, and transform. And you're taking that directly from your experience. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Bridge 3 and what clients are you working with? Is it more so for organizations and groups that are in the military or are out of the military or both?
I do most of my work with like corporate clients.
Okay.
Usually focused on like a department or a team that is having engagement or productivity problems. Maybe they're having a leadership issue. The leader isn't as effective as he or she could be. That's kind of where my focus is. I also do work with nonprofits. We do stuff around team dynamics and like team problem solving. For a team to learn and adapt and perform, there has to be a dynamic there. Basically, to be a member of a team, if a team is going to be highly effective, perform, it has to be viable. People have to feel like people have to want to belong and want to contribute. That sure. Starts with somebody feeling safe to speak up. If they feel like they can contribute at any point in time, even though their idea might not be accepted, then that leads to collaboration, which leads to experimentation, which leads to learning, innovation, adaptation, and getting better financial results.
Awesome. So do you have different programs or the different type of programs or workshops that you have? And if you do, can you share a little bit, maybe a few of your most popular programs that you have in working with organizations?
Yes, we have several. And these are programs. So generally, when we work with clients, we listen. We'll ask about what are the symptoms of the problem. If I were an organizational behavior surgeon, I would listen to what's going on. And then I would explore and help you figure out, look at the symptoms and try to figure out what the problem is. That said, some of the tools we use, the programs we use Legos. I use a methodology called Lego Serious Play, okay. And it brings play back in the organization. So
nice.
If you think about children, when you see children playing, they're very they're resilient. They build things, they fall down, they build them again. They love to play, but that's experimentation and collaboration. That's learning. And playing is collaborative. So we kind of bring those in to help improve the team dynamic. They're learning, they're having fun, and they don't really realize in the background that they are working on emotional intelligence, collaboration, experimentation, and learning. So it's like serious play. So we use Legos. We also do a lot of, we use storytelling, really to help build trust as well, storytelling workshops. And we also do, general like emotional intelligence type training for teams. Developing individual team members' emotional intelligence, and also, then how do you spread that across the team? Those are, and then we use design thinking, which is human-centered design, to help teams, one, bond together, but also learn and perform, be more higher performing and more effective.
Sure. That's awesome. And all of that is needed. And everything that you're talking about is necessary for having an effective team that you can work with and grow your business. Me being self-employed for the last 13 years, it's critical. And I've had to learn over time that even with my military training, you know, and other, you know, education, you have to have that additional expertise, especially if you're not, if that's not your strong point. This is your strong point as far as having those leadership skills. Now, I do want to ask you, and this is something I ask all my guests, as you were building and creating Bridge 3, in those times when it wasn't doing well, or it wasn't where it is now, and you had those challenges, what were some of the things that you did when it you know, it just didn't look, or you had, you know, tough days? What are some of the things you did to stay motivated and to stay focused on your goals?
Okay, that's a great question, because, you know, kind of similar to you, I'm, you know, leading the entrepreneurial life, and it's all about learning and adapting and realizing when you, so I launched Bridge 3, and I thought I had this great product. Coming out of West Point, you know, in a leadership background and working in healthcare, I thought, hey, I'll offer a leadership course.
Yep.
And I actually had a university, a Pepperdine University, you know, kind of back it. And I thought this would be the greatest thing ever, and launched it, and no one came.
not a good sign. And, know that feeling.
Yeah. People looked at it, they liked it, but there was no one buying off it. You know, the price tag, there was a lot of reasons for it. So kind of how I developed, I'm an aggressive learner. So I immediately looked at what I had and how could I kind of, like, you know, looking for the positive in this negative. How could I learn from the experience? And I was looking at ways, and I started doing a little more market research, and then was able to iterate quickly off that. I was offering a certificate program. That's where I iterated into this workshop model. Okay, I won't offer the whole certificate program at once, but I will offer these in, you know, bits and chunks as workshops. That was like kind of a turning point that started, I started getting business that way. So I guess it is like looking at the positive, for the positive in this negative moment, not just totally focused on the negative, because that's not really healthy and that's not productive.
Right.
So it's just the ability to learn, and how do you turn this, you know, use the phrase, how do you make lemonade out of lemons? So I did that. Yeah. And then I continued to learn, and it led to my offering where I am now.
So two things that I want you guys to hear what he just said out of this. He continued to learn and grow, and he made changes and adjustments. So take those things right there, pull that out. And for those of you that's listening to this and you just, you know, things have been crazy and you thinking things are not going to work out and you quit, just change it up a little bit. Right, Jonathan? Sometimes that's all you need to do. Just continue to learn and just make adjustments.
Exactly. You know, you have a great idea, but you might have to be refined a little to meet what the market needs. And if you just keep trying to force that one idea without changing it, you're probably not going to have the results you're expecting.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. How can people reach out to you and get more information about you in Bridge 3?
The best way is visit our website, bridge3.com. Has our contact info information there. We are also on Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn as well. So awesome. And feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn as well. And then I try to, you know, produce, you know, push a lot of valuable content people can just use right away through our social media and right off our platforms.
Absolutely. And again, that's Bridge3, the number 3.com, correct?
Yeah, Bridge3.com. Yep.
Awesome. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Everybody, as always, now it's time to go out and take action. Until the next episode, take care.